You're listening to the Sam T Blues Review. Thanks everybody for joining me. And joining me right now over the phone is a tremendous guitar player and singer for the A.V. Grouse Band, who was recently invited to represent Iowa and compete at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. This is Jenny Grouse. Jenny, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Yeah, no problem at all. My first question is, have you learned Midnight Special yet?
No. I know we're going to have to get that one down for you, right?
You'll have to work on that.
No, that's actually, it's kind of a funny thing because we love taking requests and kind of jumping out of our comfort zone pretty much every show. In fact, I think every show is an exercise in jumping out of your comfort zone if you play with Chris Avey, who is kind of the ringleader leader of our group, the Avey Grouse Band.
Right. No, and I think it's great that you guys do that. So tell me a little bit about you and Chris. How did you guys get together and decide to form the band?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny because so I actually work in broadcasting, and I was visiting the Quad Cities to speak to a communications class at St. Ambrose College. And I was there on a Thursday night, and I thought, gosh, it's the Quad Cities. There's got to be music here somewhere. and so I looked it up, and there was a blues jam happening right then across the street at a place called Muddy Waters. And side note that Muddy Waters was originally owned by Hal Reed, who is the other Iowa Blues Challenge winner, the solo duo competition this year, Hal Reed and Kent Burnside, who is the grandson of R.L. Burnside.
Oh, wow.
They won the solo duo category, and Hal is, he and his wife ran Muddy Waters. So it's because of him that I actually got to meet Chris and Bri and our drummer. So I went over to the jam. I signed up. I had my work outfit on. I had a long blonde bob, and I'm sure they thought, oh, man. Like, this girl's signing up to sing, and they made me wait till the end of the night, and I got up, and as soon as we did one song, they said, can you stay up? And I said, I would love to. I think we did four or five songs that night, and then we ended the night by sitting at the bar and chatting, because we just hit it off right away. And honestly, because of that jam that I met the guys, and it's because of my annoying tenacity that we became a band, because I kept reaching out to Chris saying, just let me do one show with you. Let me do one show. Let's try one show. And finally, he agreed. We did an acoustic show. I said, do you want to rehearse? He said, I don't rehearse ever. And I said, oh, okay, how do you do a show? He said, bring an hour of songs you like, and I'll take care of the rest, and just hang on. It took me a year to convince Chris to do a show with me. So we finally formed as a band in January of 2017, and that's the year that we decided to go for the Iowa Blues Challenge right away. And we did win in 2017 as well. So that was exciting.
That's incredible. Congratulations, first off.
Thanks.
That. So when you decided to do that, I mean, how long from the inception of the band to, guys, I think we're good enough to go to Memphis?
We literally started the band. So New Year's Eve of 2016, I convinced them to do a show in Decorah, where I live. So I live 3 hours from them. And it was called Chris Avey. The Chris Avey Band with special guest Jenny Grouse. And so we hadn't really formed a band, but we were trying it out. And we had so much fun. And we had such good response that we decided to, January 1st of 2017, become a band. So that was our official, all right, this is a band. This is who we are. And because, again, I'm annoying and tenacious, I looked up the Iowa Blues Challenge. I knew these guys were good. Chris is now a 5-time winner, tied with Jeff Banks.
Oh, wow.
Of the Iowa Blues Challenge. So, and then the only person that's ever beat them is also from the Quad Cities in Iowa, and his name is Tony Carton. He's a drummer. So he's done it 6 times. And it's because Chris was kind of, I think at that point, the Avey Brothers, which was the band he was a part of before, had gone all the way to the finals, and they had traveled as a represented group to Canada and all these other places. And I think he was kind of tired, and I said, I really want to do this. And he said, I think I just wore him down, and he finally said, yeah. So in September of that year that we finally had the actual finals. So it was only a few months. You know, it was enough time to sort of get a feel for who we were as a group together. And we started booking a lot of shows right away. So I think the more you play with people, right, the more you get to know their styles and their quirks and their strengths, and that happened pretty quickly. When we formed as a band in January of 2017, Chris and I said, I want to do the Blues Challenge. And he said, ugh, you don't even know what it is. And I said, I know. And he said, you need to go to Memphis. And so I packed up and drove down, went a day and a half to Memphis to the Blues Challenge in January of 2017, and watched what they did. And I had a better understanding of who competed, what was there, and what we needed to do, and came back. And because of that, we put together, I think, a pretty good set. a set that was good enough, by the way, to, we did go to the semifinals, which means top 40 in the world, because wow. It's the International Blues Challenge. And I didn't, none of us expected that we'd go to the semifinals. I mean, you're cut down from 240 to 40, and then the finals are 10. And so when we made it, we had to write another song really quickly. So we wrote one in Memphis, and now that one is actually in this set from this year, because it's a good song. And I think what we learned is that if you're going to win the, or do well in the Iowa Blues Challenge and the International Blues Challenge, you got to play it kind of safe. That is one of the things that makes, I think, musicians upset, is that although the rules say that judges are encouraged to remember that blues goes beyond traditional 12-bar right. blues, right? That it also encompasses country blues, roots blues, gospel, soul, all of that stuff should be included. But I'm telling you this, if you play something that's a little out of the box, you will be docked for it, because as a judge, you're sitting there thinking, does this sound like blues compared to what someone else is doing? If your band is solid enough and has its own feeling and passion, your feel is going to come through even in a traditional 12-bar blues song.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like the way you put that, because I think you guys, for the most part, I would consider you a traditional blues band. I mean, you kind of weave in and out, and like we were saying before, taking song requests, and I just think that's great. Because, I mean, a lot of bands, yeah, they just sort of stick with, you know, like a certain set list, and it just sort of gets stale. So was kind of doing that, like you mentioned earlier, was that kind of always part of the plan, is to just kind of read the room and play whatever you're feeling?
Well, it's a good point, because for like something like the Blues Challenge, you still have to read the room, but you can't take requests.
Well, right, obviously.
You can't play Midnight Special. You can't, like, because you need to, if you're really going to go to the top level, you need to have originals, and that's what we do. And we want to be able to push our originals. And our originals go from everything from, like, super 12-bar blues to kind of Robert Cray-y, you know, funkier. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do a lot of different things. So I think it's never been a sad thing that we sit down and think, like, what kind of a band do we want to be? Honestly, from that very first jam on, that's just who we were.
So I know you mentioned at the show I was at that you were kind of planning on working on a new album in the next couple of months. Do you have any more info on that? Is that going to be mainly original songs? Or?
Yeah, so we have an EP that came out called Road to Memphis, and that was in May of 2017 or something, 2018? My years are getting mixed up. Clearly I'm getting old. But that EP had 6 songs on it. We didn't have to do that many. We just wanted to, right. And those were all originals. But since then, we have developed more songs. We're ready to record. We know we have at least right now 10 solid songs, and I'm sitting on 2 that are making me crazy. I know they're almost done, but they're not it yet, and I can't bring it to the band yet because I'm a perfectionist. I don't like to take it to the band until I know what I want. So we do have intentions to go in and record. We were supposed to play in Nashville in September and thought about recording then, although we have been made a pretty sweet offer to do a different show, so we might actually skip on Nashville this fall. We'll see.
Yeah.
But some of those decisions are hard to make. But but the plan is to get in and really record a good, solid first, like, debut full album, because you only have one shot, right, to do your debut album, and we really want to do it right.
Well, I look forward to it whenever it is ready, and I wish you the best of luck in Memphis.
Hey, thanks. I'm excited.
Well, Jenny, that's all I got for you. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk with me.
Thank you, and thank you, by the way, for doing a feature like this. I think it's really cool when folks are out there that show an interest in music in general, and especially when you get to take a look at the blues. I appreciate it.